Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mayor Adams cancels the next round of city budget cuts, but will slash migrant spending. It's Thursday, February 22nd, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 43 and a low near 40. Before today's top story, an NYPD sergeant was ordered to undergo retraining after a department review found that about 40 street stops conducted by his team were not properly documented, the Daily News has learned. The personnel move ordered by Chief of Patrol John Chell comes as the NYPD prepares its officers to document thousands more encounters under terms of the City Council's controversial How Many Stops Act. The 40 stops in question were conducted over several weeks by a group of officers working under Sergeant Edmundo Rivera in the 49th Precinct, police sources said. The precinct covers a big swath of the northeastern part of the Bronx. Rivera's issues were noted on January 31st during the first compliance stat meeting, a One Police Plaza confab aimed at taking a closer look at street stops and body-worn camera footage. The City Council moved Wednesday to join a lawsuit that seeks to force Mayor Adams to implement a set of laws designed to make it easier for low-income New Yorkers to access the city's rental assistance program. The Manhattan Supreme Court lawsuit was first filed last week by four New Yorkers at risk of homelessness who'd become eligible for the voucher program, City FEPs, if the mayor allowed the laws to take effect. The laws would expand access to the program, which subsidizes rent on open market apartments, by increasing an income eligibility cap and eliminating a rule that requires beneficiaries to enter a homeless shelter before they can apply, among other provisions. The council, which passed the laws last summer and then overrode the mayor's vetoes of them, filed a motion Wednesday morning to become a plaintiff in the suit alongside the four City FEPs applicants. The motion, which needs to be approved by a judge, argues that by not implementing the City FEPs reforms, the mayor is not just depriving more New Yorkers of rental vouchers, but also violating the city charter. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mayor Adams called off a plan Wednesday to cut all city agency budgets by 5% this spring, but also announced he's going to slash nearly $600 million in projected spending on housing and services for newly arrived migrants. Under a plan first rolled out by City Hall in fall 2023, all agencies were supposed to face 5% budget reductions in April, on top of two previous rounds of 5% cuts in November and January, in order to offset costs associated with caring for the migrants. But in a statement Wednesday afternoon, the mayor said he's canceling the April cuts thanks to better-than-expected city tax revenues in 2023, as well as a 20% reduction in projected migrant crisis spending he ordered last year. The improved revenues previously prompted Adams to call off some of the January cuts, too, including for the NYPD. Still, Adams said Wednesday the city is not yet out of the woods as hundreds of mostly Latin American migrants continue to arrive every week. We still need Albany and Washington, D.C. to play their roles in providing New Yorkers with additional support, he said in his statement. Though he's backing off the April cuts, the mayor said he's moving ahead with a new 10% reduction in planned spending on housing and services for migrants over the current 2024 fiscal year and the next 2025 fiscal year, which starts July 1st. Over that span, the Adams administration has projected the city will spend about $5.8 billion on the migrant crisis. With the new 10% belt-tightening order, that means the administration must figure out a way to trim that price tag by about $586 million. Adams' statement didn't share details on how exactly his administration will be able to achieve that spending reduction target. His office said the administration is on track to achieve the last 20% reduction in projected spending by shifting away from for-profit contractors for migrant-related services and outsourcing them to nonprofits instead. The mayor and his team have also credited the cost re-estimate to the administration's controversial 60- and 30-day notice policies, which limit how long migrants, including families with children, can consecutively stay in a city shelter. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.